Shalom and welcome all my brothers and sisters in Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, to another GN for GN, Watchman of Yahweh, where we're led by the truth and not by emotions, never sleeping, always watching. I'm your host and brother in Christ, David the Landscape Morales. And before we get started with today's talk, and oh, what a talk it's going to be, let's bow our heads and give our praise to the one true God, Yahuwah. Through Yahshua. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come unto you asking that you forgive us for all our sins, that you open up our eyes, ears, and our hearts to receive your truth, and that you teach and guide us through your Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, and you cover us in the precious blood of Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. In his name we pray. Amen.
So, it's been confirmed that the emails of Hunter Biden are real, authentic. It's been confirmed that the diary is, in fact, Joe Biden's daughter's diary. It also has been confirmed that the 14-year-old minor that was implicated in Hunter Biden's text messages to his father, Joe Biden, about inappropriate acts such as FaceTiming naked with this underage young lady, and also walking around the house naked smoking crack in the eyesight of this underage young lady. This underage young lady at the time was 14 years old, has been confirmed to be Hunter Biden's niece, Natalie Biden. And there's a biblical story that parallels this to see how we should respond to this type of nastiness. I don't know how he even made it this far, because if this was Trump and his family, the mainstream media would be throwing a tantrum and saying he's the most corrupt politician in history. You have a potential candidate running for the office of President of the United States of America, implicit in collusion and corruption with China, doing business, laundering money through shell companies that have been confirmed by eyewitnesses that was to run the company, Sinohawk, for example. And the guy, Tony, the eyewitness, said, "Look, yo, I'm trying to run a real business here." There's a story to this type of corruption that is mentioned in the Bible, and it's the story of the family of the Herods. And you have specifically Herod, who married his dead brother, Philip's wife. And John the Baptist rebuked him for it, for his unrighteousness, said it was not lawful for him to have his brother's wife. And for that, Philip's wife was upset at the rebuke. And Herod had a weakness, a very sick weakness, and his weakness was for his niece. She did a strip dance, which is called the Seven Veil Dance of Salome. It was a strip dance where she would slowly strip off seven layers of garments from around her body until she's fully nude. And this brought pleasure to Herod. And the wife requested in return for this dance that her daughter request the head of John the Baptist, that he be executed for rebuking them in their unrighteousness. So let's go ahead and read from scripture so you can know what the reference to. Matthew 14 verse 1. At the time Herod the tetrarch heard of the fame of Jesus and said unto his servant, "This is John the Baptist. He is risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do show forth themselves in him." For Herod had laid hold on John and bound him and put him in prison for Herodias' sake. This was Philip's wife, his brother Philip's wife, Herodias. She was like a Jezebel. For John said unto them, "It is not lawful for thee to have her." And when he would have put him to death, he feared the multitude because they counted him as a prophet. He didn't do it. He was a coward. And he knew that the people would rebel. And because they respected John the Baptist as a prophet. Now remember, Herod is quote unquote a Jew by religion. That's why he claimed himself to be king of the Jews. But he really is an Edomite. He's from the line of Esau. And if you want to know more about the line of Esau, you might want to check out the series that I'm doing, Mystery Babylon Possessed. One of my latest videos was on the line of Esau, and I just got into it. I'm touching it. I just dipped my toe into it, but we're about to go neck deep and head over in the line of Edom and how they worked themselves in to the being those that call themselves Jews, along with Rome and so forth. How their bloodline interjected themselves into these nations and they became rulers. But to continue, verse 6, "But when Herod's birthday was kept, the daughter of Herodias, who we later found out is named Salome, danced before them and pleased Herod, whereupon he promised with an oath to give her whatsoever she will ask." That's how weak he was. And then he was blackmailed by his weakness into doing something that he didn't want to do. Because remember, John went straight up to him and went right in his face and rebuked him and said, "It's not lawful." And he wanted to have him put to death, but he was too scared because of the fame and the respect of the people, the respect that the people had for John the Baptist as a prophet of God. He was speaking that truth. Now, this is how it worked. And she, being before instructed of her mother, said, "Give me here John Baptist's head in a charger." And the king was sorry. He regretted it that he gave her such a free, open request to be made in return of this dance, this strip dance. Nevertheless, for the oak's sake and them which sat with him at meat, he commanded it to be given her. So he was in front of people, and he had a little strip dance to entertain. Had his little niece come out, which is sick, to come out and dance for him and his little posse there. And he didn't want to look like a punk. He gave a promise that, "Yo, whatever you ask, you go ahead and strip for me and my boys. I'm gonna give you what you ask." And instructed by this Jezebel, this whore, this mother of harlots. This is what she's an example of. She's a mother of harlots. Okay? And he sent and beheaded John in the prison, and his head was brought in a charger and given to the damsel, and she brought it to her mother. And his disciples came and took up the body and buried it and went and told Jesus. So we see here, we have the same parallel where you have Hunter Biden, who had relations with his dead brother's wife. And not only that, he is has perversive sexual desires for his own niece. And there's videos and footage of her in compromising positions with him while he's doing his favorite drug, crack. He's smoking crack and she's doing specific things. I haven't watched it. I've seen still images of him smoking crack, and I trust the sources because everything else has been on key. There's no need for me to see that perversion. Don't be too curious, see? In the past, being curious has infected my soul. I can't get those images out of my mind. It makes you feel dirty, for it is a shame to even think, let alone speak, of the things which they do in secret. So look, if you already seen other things that say are true to diary, and the pictures of him smoking crack, and the Chinese dissidents that came out that confirmed back in September that this laptop and the its content was being used by China to blackmail Joe Biden and the Biden family. The Biden family are the modern day Harrods, and so are all these sick, perverted families that are in Illuminati, that have their offshoots in power amongst the Democrat Party, and some of them are in the what they call the old rhinos of the Republican Party. Some of them are mixed in there too. I'm not going to act like one party is better than the other. Just one party has a biblical foundation and was started, but it has been infiltrated, and Trump has taken it back over in the name of God. So therefore, we could stand on this platform and just vote for what's right. The taking down of pedophilia, the exposing the dark to light. That's what we're here to do. And like John, we must not hold our mouth. We must rebuke what's unrighteous and what is not lawful in the sight of God. We must hold truth. Are you a John the Baptist? Are you one of those that are going to be complicit and make excuses? You are guilty of his deeds because you are not a John the Baptist in rebuking it and letting them know that it is against God. And the way that you do that is through your vote. So if you vote for Joe Biden, I'm going to let you know you're complicit in their acts and their sinfulness, according to 1 Romans, where it says that even having pleasure in them that do them. You are without excuse, especially you Christians. And then Romans chapter 2, that says, who are you to judge? If you take pleasure in what they're doing and you try to act like, well, I'm not the one doing it, but you still going to vote for Joe Biden and act like the things that are coming out are not true. But yet, if it was Trump, oh, man, you wouldn't even need half the evidence to jump on that train, would you? This is happening at the time it is happening on God's timing. It's because God is testing those that claim to represent them. And you God is testing those that claim to represent him. And he's separating the goat from the sheep. And he's ripping off the disguises of those wolves who claim to be sheep.
Let's bow our heads and give all thanks. Come and let you know, just like it says right here, Romans 10 at the bottom of this page, Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, then thou shall be saved. Why? Because if God raised Yahshua from the dead, then through Yahshua, you can be raised from the dead. You can be raised out of that dead habitation of Babylon. All right, my brothers and sisters, see you next time at GM for GM, Watchmen of Yahweh, where we're led by the truth and not by emotions. Never sleeping, always watching.